The war between Israel and Hamas has taken a much anticipated yet unprecedented turn, a temporary ceasefire. Family members of hostages are eagerly waiting to see if their loved ones will be released. NTD's Jason Perry has the details.
After 7 weeks of fighting and thousands of people killed, Israel and the Hamas terrorist group have agreed to a temporary ceasefire. And the ceasefire is set to begin on Thursday and will last for at least 4 days, during which 50 hostages in Hamas captivity are set to be released in exchange for 150 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli captivity. The temporary ceasefire will also allow for more trucks carrying humanitarian aid to enter the Gaza Strip. The 4-day truce was mediated by Qatar's Minister of State, Mohammed Al-Khulaifi. He explained the details on CNN.
Within the 4 days pause, in each day, there will be an obligation in each side, an obligation on the Israelis and an obligation on Hamas, making sure that they're going to fulfill those obligations in each day. So in each day, we aim to have a number of releases because the number is big. So we've managed to get the parties to agree on the releases systematically.